This episode of the podcast is once again brought to you by your hosts, us. Thank you for listening and tuning in all these years. We're coming up on next year, we will hit episode 300.
That's going to be so cool, huh?
It will be very cool. It'll be exciting. We'll throw a big party that... It's a big deal, but that's next year. Anyways, thank you for supporting us all these years and doing all of those things because it's made doing this podcast a complete joy. Wouldn't you say?
I think so, yes. Thank you.
So this episode is not just fun and thought-provoking and real and vulnerable. It also has, it's educational as well. I don't think I said educational.
I don't think so.
What else? Anything else? Or should we just let them at it?
Trigger warnings.
Are there some? Mm-hmm. What are the trigger warnings? We do talk quite a bit about porn.
Porn. Recall of memories. And yeah, so that'll be it for there. And I think we should let them listen.
Excellent. Go enjoy.
You're listening to the Energy is Love podcast.
Energy is Love podcast. That's definitely not how I want to start the podcast for the... Can we not play on our phones?
I'm doing not a podcast. Playing on the phones. And I thought we were still doing silence. And no. I was responding to a client. So excuse me.
No, I asked you if you were ready.
I said yes.
Apparently you weren't.
I am ready.
Okay.
That didn't affect me being ready.
Are you ready?
Did it affect you being ready?
I don't know if I'm ready.
Okay.
Are you ready? Don't make fun of my counting.
No, I'm doing it. Did I do it right?
Mm-hmm. You know where I learned that technique from?
Bob Saget.
Wayne's World.
Wayne's World. Close.
Do you remember?
No.
Because in Wayne's World, they do a TV show, right?
Is it That's the whole thing of Wayne's World. World?
Yeah.
I know. I was.
Are you sure? You're being funny?
Wayne's World, Wayne's World, Party Town.
Excellent. Wow, 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 wow. I think Wayne's World is probably 30 years old.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you need to Google it?
I don't. It's old, to say the least. So.
Okay.
It's on the day of this recording.
Hey, we don't need to play on our phones. Like you said you were ready.
Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth hole.
Shut my mouth hole.
On the day of this recording, it is literally the day that we were supposed to be in Washington watching Brandi Carlile. Like right now.
We would be there.
We would be there getting ready.
I'd be crying, excited.
She wouldn't be on stage yet.
So I wouldn't be crying yet. Not yet. I'd be okay.
Yeah.
I'd be pulling it together, thinking I could wear mascara and not cry it off.
Yeah.
It'd be a thing. I'd be so happy right now.
So if you guys remember back in June, the last part of June, first part of July, we did a contest and gave away the two free tickets to that concert that is happening right now, but not right now when you're listening to this, right now when we're recording this.
Have so much fun, Danny.
Yeah. And the winner of the concert tickets is there, hopefully enjoying and having an amazing time.
Yes.
And we're grateful.
Very grateful.
Very grateful.
I'm going to pull up her
grateful for everybody
Instagram
that,
right now and see if she's posting any
participated in that.
Excuse me while I pull her up.
Also, for those of you that don't follow Brandi Carlile obsessively like we do, she's got a new album coming out in October, and she just released a new song.
Yes.
Like the title track to that album, just so that I make sure I get it correct. The name of that song is Right on Time. Mm-hmm. And I believe that's the name of the album as well. Yeah. So it is the title track. That album is called Right on Time. I like the song. Mm-hmm. Stephanie listened to it once and cried and hasn't listened to it since.
I didn't cry. Like, let's call it what it was.
What was it?
I sobbed. Sobbed. Not hysterically, but we were getting to that point. I was like, that was way freaking loud. I am so sorry. You're going to have to adjust that volume. Like, my mic point was on and it scared myself.
Is that how loud it was?
That's how loud it was. So, I sobbed.
Yeah.
I sobbed. Yes. So,
what was it about the song that got you?
I'm not getting into it.
You don't want to? I don't want to. That's okay.
It was just, oh, yeah, yeah. Well, wait. Okay, I'm not ready to talk about it because I just stuttered.
Totally okay.
We are not there yet.
Go to YouTube and watch the music video. It was directed by the one and only Courtney Cox.
I didn't see that coming.
I don't understand it.
Yeah?
I don't get it.
I haven't seen the video, but that's also because I'm not ready for the song
yet. You haven't seen the video?
No, because I heard the song. You just listened to the song?
Okay.
And
so Courtney Cox and Brandi Carlile are apparently friends.
And we could be friends, Brandi.
We could be friends, Courtney Cox, as well. So if Courtney's listening, you can film our music video. We're not singers, but we can be if you'd like to film our music video.
Are you ready? Did you not hear my Wings World earlier?
Please sing.
I just did.
I'm going to get the didgeridoo behind you.
Yes.
And lead you in a didgeridoo song.
Do it.
But isn't it weird that Courtney Cox directed that music video?
I was surprised.
Is Courtney Cox a director?
Not that I've seen, but that doesn't mean, I'm like, maybe, right? But I mean, I was like, that looks like, I didn't even believe it was her. I remember there was something, I'm like, that looks like Courtney Cox. Like, clearly that's not who that is. And you're like, that is Courtney Cox. Yeah. And then my brain was like, what?
I know, I don't understand it either. I don't get that relationship. Nobody briefed me on that.
Right?
Like, neither Brandi or her people reached out and let me knew what was happening.
Yeah.
So, I don't object.
Yeah, it's not an objection. It's just like, what?
It's just very curious as to how that took place.
Right?
So, do you want to find out?
Sure.
Not on your phone.
Okay. Oh, it's 6:23.
I was just saying, do you want to research? Not right now.
Not right now?
No.
Okay. So, do I want to
update us? Update us next week. Time?
Oh, shit. I'm going to have to write that down. I won't remember.
You're not going to remember anyway.
I'm going to write it down.
I'm curious as how do you think you're going to remember this? You look so beautiful, by the way. Your hair looks gorgeous.
Thank you.
You got a whole Courtney Cox vibe going on.
I don't think that's what's happening, but thank you. I mean, like, I take it, but... Okay. It took me forever to find my list.
And somehow you're going to remember to research and find out how Courtney Cox and Brandi Carlile are friends.
Thank you.
I'm pretty confident we're never going to find the answer on this podcast or future podcasts.
I feel like you're being really rude right now.
I am being a little.
So are you going to knock it off?
Probably not. It's probably only going to get more funny. Adjust the rocks on the table.
Did you? Yeah. Did you do that? I'm about to Google this shit now because you're shit.
Also, we are 1 week out from our big session that we had together with our therapists. I think we talked about it on last week's episode.
I think we hinted that we were going to do it.
We briefly discussed it.
Yes.
Because it is a very sensitive topic that we're probably not going to talk more about.
I don't know.
But that was a week ago. So the past week has been intense, to say the least. Right?
Yes.
You got your reminder?
I have the answer.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Nope.
Tell me.
So when Carlile stumbled on Cox's cover, no, not sending me notifications, of her Grammy-winning hit The Joke, did you know, like, so is Courtney Cox a singer?
I don't think so. I think she's just a fan of Brandi.
Well, she did a cover. It had to be, like...
She plays the piano, apparently.
Okay, so... So I need to go look that up. She did a cover of The Joke on Instagram, and then she knew she had to reach out. So, Carlos said, it's astonishing how fucking good the cover was. And that's what she said. So after that, that's the way they begin. Courtney's a badass piano player. So we met on Instagram and bonded over piano music. There you have it. I'm glad I know that.
WT motherfucking F.
Right? Like,
all you got to do is cover a Brandi song.
Apparently
you're best friends.
Well, she says Courtney's a badass piano player. So you have to cover it and be a badass piano player. Like, okay. There's the stipulation. I'm not a badass. Are you?
No.
No, we're not badass piano players.
I'm not even a mediocre piano player.
I mean, anybody can learn anything, right? I could do that.
Apparently, Courtney Cox learned how to film a music video.
Apparently, she did all that. She covered. She's a badass piano player and blew Brandi away. And so that's how. I'm so glad I know that. That's a beautiful story. Yeah. I really like that story.
Instagram connecting famous people every day. Fucking famous people.
I like that story.
That is a good story.
That made me happy.
I had this thought the other day.
What's that?
As I was scrolling. Do you ever...
Is this another thought?
I've noticed something happened only a couple of times. Yeah. Apparently, the edible has been activated.
Right? So we've got two thoughts. You're on to a third one now.
I've got three thoughts.
I'm losing
three topics.
Okay. Can you remember any of them?
Put them on your list.
I don't know what they are.
Okay. The first one is our session that was a week ago.
Okay. Do I need to write it down
the
right now?
The second one is...
I don't know where my notes went. Okay. So now I know that. I can check that off the box.
I don't remember the second one.
See?
The third one is...
Session.
Famous people on Instagram.
Famous.
And how they...
Peeps.
Like, I can't decide if it's a good thing or a bad thing, right? Because famous people are utilizing social media as a way to stay relevant and
famous.
Famous. Okay, I just remembered the third topic.
Perfect, I'm ready.
Scrolling. Just write scrolling.
You forgot scrolling?
That will trigger.
Sure will.
And I don't know how I feel about famous people on social media pretending to be normal. There's this, I think there's probably certain famous people that are definitely not normal.
Oh, yes, there are.
Right? Where they're just not normal.
Have you watched the Garth Brooks Netflix?
That's like, true.
Yeah, that was.
We've done a lot of
that was
documenting cool. of Garth Brooks over the years.
If you don't believe us, there's another podcast you can listen to.
Oh my God, yeah. Go to your mom's house and listen to that podcast. And
they'll tell you how crazy it is. Have your mind be blown.
Garth wears the bodies. Anyways. It's weird.
It's weird?
I think it's weird. I follow, obviously, a bunch of famous people.
That's why they do it, I think.
But, that's why we all get on social media.
So it's for the famous people. Us. Oh, so people follow us.
There's different examples, right? For example, I follow James Vanderbeek.
Yes.
Dawson from Dawson's Creek.
That one makes me giggle every time.
Why?
Because I'm like, really?
Oh my God, I loved him.
I know. Oh.
So much.
Why? Tell me why.
Because he's fucking Dawson.
I never watched that show, and we've talked about this, and I know it was a thing for you, but it wasn't a thing. Are you okay?
I am okay. Yeah, yeah.
So that show doesn't really make sense to me.
Do you not have anybody from back in the day that you're just like, oh my gosh, they've been stuck in your brain now forever, and you're always going to love them?
Julia Roberts.
There you go. Why?
There is no comparison between that two. Like, Julia.
Okay. I get it. Yeah. Anyways,
she's pretty little.
I love James Vanderbeek.
Okay. Oh my God. That could be a movie. I love James Vanderbeek.
It's Courtney Cox, we need a director. he has a very, what I believe to be a very genuine Instagram account.
Nice.
And as far as I can tell, granted, you never know for sure, right? Yeah. But I'm almost 100% certain that it's just him, right? He doesn't have a social media manager. Like The Rock, for example. Rock ain't fucking posting on Instagram, right? The Rock doesn't take time to post his...
What if he
does? Anything.
What if he does?
He doesn't. I guarantee
it. Have you seen those 100%. Guns? He's got the, like, I bet he can really type it out.
So the difference between like
that's a... funny.
I'm trying to get this thought out.
Okay. I'll quit being funny. Excuse me.
The difference stop between a curated social media account of a famous person and a genuine.
Yes.
Which do you prefer?
Well, I would have to say, I've got two answers.
Okay.
First of all, of course, genuine, right? But then I think of the social media inept people such as myself. And if I was ever famous, we both know I would absolutely need a curator. I would need either you or Stevie would be handling my social media because I suck at it. So I think genuine, yes, but my genuine is like... it's kind of non-existent. Here, been there. You get what you get. I try to film a reel, and apparently I'm a dork because you just laughed at me and you've never seen that reel because it was so bad.
There's this thing.
So, curator.
That's a really good reel. Do you still have it?
No.
You do.
I don't know. I'm sure it's on there.
You know, we've talked
I've
over
got
the
a lot of drafts.
We've talked over things. The years about Patreon. We need to get a Patreon and put
no,
that on there.
Oh, that's so
that's
embarrassing.
Such good Patreon content.
Oh my.
We could do an entire Patreon for Stephanie's
failed attempts.
Not failed attempts.
Pictures, reels.
Her Academy Award winning reels that she creates and are too good for Instagram. And if you want to watch these, you have to go to our Patreon and pay us $1.50 a month.
That's what my humiliation was worth, $1.50.
$150.
No, it's okay. I'll do it for if people start rolling in, I'll do it. So you know funny. Why I can say that? Because nobody cares. Nobody's going to want to see those drafts but you.
If you're listening right now, go to the website and click on the contact button up top and send us a message and let us know that you are dying to see Stephanie's not edited. What would we call it?
Unedited?
Unreleased reels.
Oh, unreleased? Yeah. Like hidden never in the vault.
Never before seen reels.
I don't think Stephanie. I can.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Hit us up. Send us a message, email, reach out on Instagram, the curated Instagram. Our account is definitely not curated.
It is natural.
It's very natural.
Raw? Is that what it's called?
Sure.
I don't remember what it's called.
Real?
Real?
Reels?
Like it's raw. R-E-A-L, not R-E-E-L. That kind of real. Like the for real, not the, let's watch your reel.
We're getting so squirrely. I actually had, let's go back to James Vanderbeek.
Okay. Okay. He has
it. It's got a beautiful Instagram account.
A beautiful, you feel like it's authentic.
And I do feel like it's authentic. Okay. He just posted a picture of his daughter on the beach. And it's like this beautiful picture.
That's how I judge authenticity.
Well, hold on. No, it really is a beautiful picture of her.
Okay.
Do you want to find it?
I'm looking it up right now. Keep talking.
And in the post, it talked about
following him, though.
The decision to get an RV because they went traveling in this RV over the summer with the kids, right?
Uh-huh.
And how much of it, he had a part of his brain that was like, that's a terrible idea. Don't do that. All the logistical issues, all the stuff. Who wants to be in a van with all your goddamn kids for longer than, you know, a regular vacation? Did you find it?
Yeah, it clicked on the story. I'm trying to. Okay. That's a great shot.
Isn't that a pretty picture? Like it. And
that's a great shot. So, right? So we believe that famous guy took that picture?
Not only. I mean, maybe his wife took it or something like that, but I believe that that's his genuine post.
Yeah, I believe it is too. That's a great picture.
And it's a beautiful post, right?
How many kids does he have?
Dude, he's got to be Mormon somewhere, right?
That's like a little.
He's got the whitest fucking Mormon family I've ever seen in my whole entire life.
He's strutting the.
He's secretly, definitely Mormon.
Aw, that's cute. Okay, I can see how.
Genuine, right?
Okay, I mean, there's definitely somebody, like, these pictures are great, so they're definitely, like, touching them, I think. Like, sharpening them, editing.
I think he was in, like, Good Housekeeping or something like that. So some of the pictures you're looking at may be actual, like.
He's doing the slip and slide. So is it him or his wife?
Look at that, doing the slip and slide.
I know, like a
so fun.
You're right.
Showing himself being, there was a whole story.
Should we hear him talk?
No.
Okay. I don't see it, but okay.
Well, you're looking at is a genuine example of a famous person's Instagram account.
Okay.
That's what I prefer.
I agree. Like James Vanderbeek himself or... I'm just clarifying questions.
And I don't like fake. So if you're a celebrity and you have a fake account...
Follow James Vanderbeek
grow up. Like grow up. That's what it is.
Grow up?
They're pretending...
What if they're... Hold on. Did you hear what I said?
I'm so scared.
Oh. Okay.
I think it's like, grow up.
Okay.
Like, we don't realize that you're fucked up like the rest of us. Of course you're fucked up like the rest of us. Mm-hmm. Right? You're not some fucking special person unless you're like the 0.5% of famous Brandy people Carlos that are fucking bizarro weirdos, right? You're normal like the rest of us. So grow the fuck up.
You've been put on notice, famous people.
Yeah.
With your curated accounts.
So, thought number three.
GTFU.
Do you ever... I don't know how to describe this. This has only happened like 2 or 3 times.
Okay.
And I don't know if I'm going to be able to describe it.
Okay.
But it's in dreaming.
Ouch. Okay.
Or right before
dreaming.
So. Or, hold on. Sometimes it's also as you're drifting off to sleep. That's when it happens most of the time.
When you're drifting off.
So, you know how when you're drifting off to sleep, sometimes your brain just goes through random thoughts, right?
Yes.
And you'll get flashes.
I'm very aware.
Flashes of things sometimes,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's how I don't go to sleep.
And then eventually those kind of slow and you drift off to sleep.
Correct.
a couple of times now.
Okay.
Those random thoughts that come flowing through my brain are in a feed that scrolls.
That's a sign you've been on social media too much.
I'm not like scrolling them. It's literally I'm watching it.
Yeah.
Scroll.
You need an intervention.
As if I was scrolling on Instagram. Social media.
Yeah. Do you not get that? Hold on. That's a big deal. It
is so bizarre when it happens.
Yeah.
And I watch it happen and I'm watching the thoughts scroll.
Wow.
And then I have the awareness that it's scrolling like fucking social media.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, this is a problem. Yeah, and then I fall asleep.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Do you have that? Have you ever had that?
No. No.
What do you think that means?
I think that means you are on social media.
No.
Way.
I think it's got a much more spiritual meaning.
No. No, here it does. It says, get the fuck off your phone.
No, the universe is definitely trying to communicate.
Walk around barefoot. Like, just get off your phone.
Isn't that wacky?
It's not wacky. It's a very, it's what people call an indicator. You have an indicator.
Early signs.
Exactly.
A major issue.
This is a major issue.
I think it is very strange.
I think we know why. And there is a fix.
I know. Just going to have to stop having those thoughts as I fall asleep.
Shit.
Back to the very first thing that I said. Our session last week.
Okay.
It was very intense.
Yes.
It has been a very intense week.
Yes.
And we have been processing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're not going to go into it, but there is something that I really want to talk about.
Okay.
And it's all mine. So you...
All right, do I need to buckle in?
You don't have to buckle in. Right. I just don't want you to be concerned that I'm going to like say I'm going to out you in some way or what we're talking
about. Oh, I already came out. Oink.
So this is all mine.
Okay.
So over the course of the experience, as well as the processing of this week, I had with... copious amounts of help from you and our therapists, recognition of something that I do. And I saw it in a completely different light, and it's been very impactful for me. So one of the things, it's like I'm talking to Barb, the listener.
That's what it's like.
What are you doing?
Keep going. I have a point to make.
Okay. Where was I?
Sorry, you have a
thing. I had awareness of this thing. So
stop doing this.
I got to talk to Barb because
that's why I'm trying to get to. It's not Barb.
Did our number one fan change their name?
Yes.
Oh, what is it?
It's Maria.
Hmm.
Hi, Maria. You know who you are. Yes, we're talking about you. Hello. I hope your commute's going well.
Okay. So, Maria, I do this thing. Okay, no. I have, over the years, after becoming aware of a bunch of different things, the whole idea of being a narcissist or narcissism in itself has been something that I was overly resistant to the idea that I had any of those traits. And any time it would come up, I would get very upset and defensive because I have such... disgust is probably too strong of a word, but disdain for men that are not only narcissistic, but use that narcissism in a way to hurt, the people in their lives. So I've always been incredibly resistant to it. But I've also had this part of me that understood that I had some of those narcissistic traits. And that has been a hard thing for me to accept, as well as kind of allow to be a reality in my own mind, right? Like a part of me that's really hard to accept. And then this week, you and I had a fight. And I was, some of my behaviors and actions were very narcissistic in nature. And with the help of our therapists and the way that they described it, it was really clear to me that, yes, it's a part of me, but it is obviously not all of me and all of who I am. And the part of me that it is a defensive mechanism. It is my response in defense. And that response, that defensive mechanism comes in when I'm very scared and I'm very, like just terrified inside and so frozen. And so that defensive mechanism comes out because it is like the number one. I have a lot of defensive mechanisms, but this one is like he's the big gun that they pull out when they need to push everybody the fuck back. Like when everything needs to be cleared away and I need like a 50-foot bubble, like a radius around me of like everybody's pushed away. This is the defensive mechanism that they bring up. This is a part of me that comes in when I'm incredibly scared and terrified. So it gave me a lot of compassion for myself. It also gave me compassion for that part that comes in to protect, and also just this really deeper awareness of like it framed the whole idea of having narcissistic tendencies in a way that not just made sense, but also made it easier for me to accept and easier for me to like watch, not watch, but recognize, right? If I can recognize that I'm extremely scared, then I can be aware of the next step is a defensive mechanism and giving me a better understanding of how to work with that narcissistic defensive mechanism that comes out. Does that make sense? So I'm really grateful and I'm very hopeful in regards to you and me and what that means for us and for our relationship. And I'm also excited to just kind of not be that way anymore. And I think over time it will shift because that defensive mechanism won't need to come out because I'm not going to be as scared or as terrified in certain situations. I don't know. It just gave me a lot of peace. And the reason I wanted to talk about it is because I don't think I'm alone, obviously, right? I think it's part of the reason that people do that, that they are narcissistic and that they do have those traits and those characteristics. So that's why I wanted to talk about it, because maybe there's somebody that is struggling to kind of come to terms with that aspect of themselves, and maybe that will help them look at it in a different light, that perhaps it's just a defensive mechanism. It's not a, like, for so long I was afraid that it was a defining characteristic of who I was. Because if it's going to be a thing, then that's going to be a thing, right? Like if suddenly I'm going to accept the label of being a narcissist, then it's like, well, that is a defining characteristic of who you are. So that was my like resistance. I'm like, I can't allow that because I fucking hate that guy, you know? You were going to say something.
You just surprised me. Like, we're talking about
the sexy James Vanderbeek.
Well, yes, this conversation, but the occasional sporadic tendency, a narcissistic tendency. But you just straight up labeled yourself as that. And that was just like, what?
I didn't label myself as that. That's the fear that, I mean, that's been the thing that I've been so resistant to, because it was like, if I allow that word in my space then at all,
that's what you'll be.
Then that means that's a defining characteristic of who I am.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying I'm not. Okay. And it was like this struggle, because it was like, I don't really think I'm that. But then you do some of these things, well, that must mean that I am.
Okay.
And I just need to allow it and come to terms with it. Okay. And move on, right? But
thanks for clarifying.
Yeah. So I'm grateful.
Yeah.
our session is going to have multiple gifts.
Thanks, guys.
So it's going to be good.
You know what the funny thing is?
What?
Like, we're doing this to ourselves. So it's like the funny with the struggle. Like, we're doing this to ourselves. And then, like, how cool is it that we know it's this and we still keep walking through it?
Yeah.
I mean, this one was hard, but.
Yeah. It's really hard.
Yeah.
It's hard to walk through. Good old therapist guy that is mine. Relationship shadow work.
Yeah.
We should fucking do a podcast on that.
We should.
Do a podcast on that. Not this
one. It's funny because it's like so obvious.
Right?
Right? But it was like,
oh, yeah. Oh. That is what we're doing.
Okay. I can see how that fits.
Yeah. And it does fit.
It does.
And it's very much like, man, it's a hard one.
Yeah.
And that's definitely not what she said.
See, I didn't even hear that. I'm sitting over here, man, like, it's fucking rough. It's rough. Like, self-shadow work is rough. And then this, like, woo.
Yeah. Relationship shadow work. That's level 10.
1,000.
On Ninja Gaiden.
Million.
Baby, I am feeling it.
Yeah,
and me too. It's only getting a little bit more intense.
I know. I'm like, what's going to happen?
We'll see. Hopefully, we can hold it together for this episode.
We'll see. I know. I'm sitting over here, and you just like went deep and hard, and I'm like, oh, shut up. I heard it that time. Not till you started choking.
Okay. Hold on, everybody.
Okay. I literally made you choke. Whew.
I like it when you tell me what I do.
Oh my God.
Okay, hold on.
Oh. Okay, that is, that is great. Whew. That is like my goal in life. I made you choke. Could you laugh? I mean, it wasn't intentional, but it's still good.
So back to.
It's still a win. I don't remember
now. You went
now.
Deep and hard.
That's all I can remember. I'm embarrassed. I don't remember. Oh, yes. I got it now.
Okay.
Like, we went from like kind of being silly to as it's like rising, as we're elevating, then you went to like, let's talk about this. And like, right? I'm just saying, hang on, Steph, just hang on. Okay. And then for a minute, I'm like, don't laugh. And there was nothing funny, but I could, anyways. And I'm like, if I laugh right now, it's going to be terrible. But I still heard you.
I wanted to get it out.
You did?
Yeah, because it was really important.
Good. How do you feel now you got it out?
I feel good.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I really do. Yeah.
What else?
Well, there's always more, but...
What else? You don't have to if you don't want
to. It's not... I don't want to. It's...
it's that. Did you stab the mic?
Nope. I didn't. I just looked down at it. It's... See... It's 6:50. Okay. Something's coming on strong.
I know. You have to go back to what you were saying.
I'm definitely not.
Okay.
It is not a thought that will be formed and come from my mouth.
Okay. What are we going to do next?
Clearly. Is there an answer on your phone?
Yes. I'm trying to find my notes.
Oh.
You know the things I've been taking?
Did you have some?
Oh, yeah. We checked them all.
I know. I did them all.
You did?
I did all the list. Well, I did it without notes.
Oh, that's a deep conversation. I won't say that one.
You won't do that one right now? Mm. Yeah. Don't that's go deep on one. This podcast.
I'm trying. Well,
can't I don't... go deep and hard. You can or you can't. Okay. Or you won't have to.
I'm... God, I'm hot. Because we are...
I'm going to sneeze soon.
Might be in trouble. Because I don't think we're in the position. Damn it. I keep saying things. I heard that one. Position. I was going to say the position to go deep. And then I heard it in my head before it
You're
came
right.
out.
This position that we're in right now, it's not designed for deep.
No.
We definitely have to switch and turn some things around.
Just the tip. I don't remember what to do.
You don't remember your thought?
No. Oh, no.
Trouble. Oh, no. Yeah. No.
Then we might actually have to end this.
No way.
You think I feel I'm close to ending this.
You're going to be all right.
You think?
We're going to get through it.
Okay.
So, do you remember?
Probably not.
7 weeks ago.
Sure.
And we were driving into Salt Lake, and we started to have a conversation about porn, and then a bunch of other things.
Yes, I remember. Right? I had to scroll through a couple different porn conversations, and then I remembered which one you were talking about. It was not 7 weeks ago. It was like two weeks ago.
Anyways, I have a bone to pick with porn.
Yeah, you do.
I have to think of this because this was legitimately a thought. So when somebody does a story on porn, when the news media does a story on porn, when there's a article written about porn, anytime that porn is discussed, it is discussed as a negative thing, right?
I might be thinking of the wrong porn conversation, just so you know, based off of how this is starting.
No, you're thinking of the right one.
Okay.
But as we started talking about it, it triggered this other thought that I'm trying to get out. So we might go back to the original topic. This is straight up an Inception episode where we go layers deep. Okay. It's not the first layer. And
everything's a sexual innuendo.
It's not
the two. And we talk about porn.
So I don't have the bone to pick with porn. I have the bone to pick with society in the way that they treat porn.
Okay.
Okay. I saw like some news article, some blog post or whatever, and it highlighted like things to be concerned about when it comes to porn. Or, you know, I mean, like what to do if your husband is looking at porn or
join him.
I mean, do you get what I'm saying? It's like there's always some negative connotation. Yes. And then there's like this other extreme where and you don't see this hardly ever, but when you do see this, this is the other side where it's like everything is fine. Everything is like we accept everything about porn and there's nothing wrong with it and healthy sexuality and all those kind of things.
I was going to say, I don't accept everything about porn, but healthy. So, like there's a lot of porn I definitely accept.
But that's kind of the other side of the aisle.
Oh, got you.
So do you get what I'm saying? Yes. So when we see those blog posts or news articles or, you know, piece on Vice.
Is it all in or all out?
It's either porn is bad or all porn is good.
Okay.
And I think what I don't like is I don't like because the vast majority, we'll just say like 98% of the information out there or the content out there is going to spin it in a way that porn is bad. And I think that's so fucked up because it's not, right? It's not bad. Does it have the potential to be a disruptive, terrible thing in your life and create copious amounts of problems?
So like as a whole, it is not. But yes, bad things can happen within it and from it.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Right. Okay. But I want to see news stories that are like, what, like you said, what to
porn
do.
Porn positive?
Yeah. What to do if your husband is, join him.
That's one. That's one thing.
Right.
But
porn positive content.
Oh, okay. No, that. Oh, no, because I don't like, what if that? Okay. I can talk.
You can. You're doing really good.
I was going to say, well, the negative side effects of this, but then if there is porn positive in the media, then that would negate itself. But I had another.
Even when they do porn.
Yes. You said, oh, like what to do? And I made the like, obviously that's one idea. It's an idea. It's not a two. But if you were to put that in the media, then husbands would look at their wives and say, they say you're supposed to join me.
Right.
And they could use it as a tool. So no, like that was a bad example. I'm calling myself out on that terrible, terrible example.
I think it was a great example. I want to see porn positive and I want to see it like without the caveat of it can be dangerous. No fucking shit. It can be dangerous. So every time you see, like, if somebody's going to be like, you know what, porn can actually play a healthy role in human sexuality as well as like connection and intimacy with your close partners. And also masturbation is incredibly healthy. And then porn is a big contributor to masturbation and how, you know, beneficial that is. And leave it at that. Like do a complete porn positive piece and don't discuss the other side of it. That's obvious. We all know that. We don't need to continually guilt ourselves into, because that's what it is. It's like porn is good and normal, but you should also feel ashamed that you're fucking looking at porn, you fucking perv. That's what that is. We don't need that part anymore. We don't need that component. We're all fucking adults. For the past 20 years, we've had access to porn in front of us every single day. Like everybody. Once the internet became a thing in like the early 2000s, because not when it became a thing and dial-up porn was a nightmare. Nobody got off to that except 14-year-old boys looking at.
No.
What?
Sorry.
No. I looked at dial-up porn.
I believe you.
Did you look at dial-up porn?
I have no comment.
I plead the fifth, Your Honor.
No. Yes, I did. Of course I did.
You remember dial-up porn?
I do.
It was a nightmare.
I mean, at the time, it wasn't. We can look at it now. Yeah. We're like, holy shit.
Yeah. Now we got 4K. Anal gaps. Nobody wants to see that in 4K. God. See, the internet.
That was, excuse me. Like, that was a negative porn comment that just came out of your mouth. And on this educational on platform. This porn
positive episode.
Just kidding.
That's my thought.
Yeah. I hear your thought. I disagree, but I hear your thought.
What's your disagreement?
Just a little bit of water.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Or is it sweat?
Oh, no. I think it was when she could drink.
Tell me the opposite.
I think the truth needs to be told about it. I think the not saying anything negative is throwing your head in the sand. I think the truth needs to be told about it. Then, you know, there is healthy porn. There is healthy choices with porn, and there is porn that is not. I think the more information is out there, the safer it will be instead of the horror stories and the not.
So
the information out
the
there.
The truth about porn is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But let me ask you a question.
No.
Do you think.
I said no.
That there is anybody alive today.
Fine. Hold on.
That would argue. Hold on. This is the question.
Oh, am I supposed to stop? You didn't stop. Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm not really sorry. I'm going to keep doing it.
Smoking is bad for you.
Yes.
Everybody knows that, right?
At first, they try to promoted as a healthy thing, but so
no, in clearly, today's world, everybody knows smoking is bad for you.
Oh, I only think about 20% of the world have that information.
You're so fucking with me.
I am fucking with
gosh
you.
Dang
I'm
it.
Sorry.
I feel so passionate about these topics.
I really don't. You feel so passionate about being a shit, being the devil's advocate. You are so passionate about fucking with me.
I'm just over the idea that we have to, like, porn is a healthy, normal thing. Do you know what I mean? The desire to see flesh and sex and
porn
everything
in
like
general
that.
Yeah. Is a
normal human behavior.
Yeah.
I think since the dawn of time, you know, when we were painting things on cave walls.
You think that was like a, all right. That was the first pictograph. I got it.
Maybe.
Maybe.
That's like old school dial-up porn.
Right.
When do I get to see it? Come back in 2 weeks. I don't know why they had an Italian accent. Oh, no. Oh, no, I'm going to start doing accents now.
No. So cool. Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like I
that was my.
I feel like your thought of leaving, like, of course we know that it's common sense, means that social media is really fucking your brain if you think the majority of society's go-to is common sense.
I just think that it's been
it's
in the zeitgeist.
Slowing you down.
I think it's been in the zeitgeist long enough.
In the what?
Zeitgeist. I got so excited when that word came to me, and I thought to myself, yes, I get to use this big word and pretend like I'm smart.
I don't remember what it was. Zeitgeist?
Zeitgeist.
Zeitgeist.
Geist.
Zeitgeist. What does zeitgeist mean?
I know what it means. I don't know if I'm going to be able to describe what it means.
Oh, wait, you were so excited for this big word.
It's a good word. Have you never heard it before?
I haven't.
Things that are in the zeitgeist are like in the social, the collective.
Oh, God. You're trying to watch you do collective, this while you're elevated. It's hilarious.
The collective consciousness.
The collective consciousness
society
is zeitgeist.
Is the zeitgeist.
It's the zeitgeist.
So things that are out there.
It sounds like wise guys.
Things that are out there in the zeitgeist are just in the collective consciousness of society. That's what zeitgeist means.
Okay.
Google it now.
I don't think I can. I just lost
brain cells. It's going to be exactly that. Hold on.
You said Google that now.
Okay, Google. Definition of zeitgeist.
Porn. Here's the definition of zeitgeist. The defining spirit or mood of a particular period of history as shown by the ideas and beliefs of the time.
So I totally explained it. In that. I mean, collective consciousness, yes, of society, right? Yes,
basically what she's saying.
That's exactly what she's saying.
Oh, my hell.
So back
Zeitgeist.
To...
Zeitgeist. I'm going to wake up in the morning. Is Zeitgeist is spiritual?
Right?
Huh?
Yeah.
No.
What That's what it just said.
What are you saying?
I'm saying zeitgeist.
No. Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Are we done?
No.
We think we... I don't know.
We're doing fine. Just let's stop being mean to porn.
Okay.
Can we just do that?
I feel like a lot more caveats need to be attached to that.
Then
what? And that's your point of like, no, there shouldn't be.
Because we've already... done enough of those,
right? I don't know.
It's already something that has been well documented. That's what I'm saying.
Why? Where did that come from?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Okay.
Do you remember some of the other things that came up on that drive?
No. And we didn't even talk about one of them now.
Yeah, we did porn. Remember that drive?
I said, which conversation where we talked about porn? Like, there was so many.
Yes.
Okay, what else came up on that drive? We need to move along. Just move past it. What else came up?
I don't know. Do you remember?
No. Wow.
It seemed like there were a couple of good things.
Maybe. I don't remember. I'm sorry. If this is a test, I'm failing it.
I don't think so. You're so successful at this test.
What? Oh, well, why don't you say it then?
I have something else to ask you.
No, stay with this first.
Baby, I can't remember.
Oh, you were, I was feeling guilty.
No. I'm like, okay. I know we had some other funny things that day.
Probably.
And I remember thinking to myself, I'm like, this should have been a conversation for the podcast. Yeah,
I thought the porn conversation you were going to have was like, you ask for a 3 and it gives you a 50.
Mm-hmm.
Is what I thought you were going to say.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the same conversation.
That was the same conversation.
That's what I thought you were going to say. And you did not do that. You were like, quit picking on porn.
So the 3 or a 50 is like, the internet knows no in between. When you search porn, I'm educating the public now because obviously people don't understand porn, right? They need to be educated. Don't look at me like that.
Porn is so, like, there's so much of it that is so completely, okay. Aside from the criminal acts, okay? I understand, like, how shitty porn is.
Yeah.
But it is designed to be degrading to women. And be like, this is how women are supposed to behave and teach men to expect that from women. And so there's some really unhealthy aspects.
Yeah. I'm not negating that.
So I think your porn positive is quite, like, very small-minded. Like, you're not small-minded. Okay, remember, I'm elevated. Like, there's too many things that need fixed in it. So, yes, there is, like, there is, they've made, it's because they made it so taboo and so crappy. They took something that is normal and is fine. And there are good content. There's so much good content out there. But before that, like, is normal. It is healthy. It is a thing. There's nothing wrong with it. And then when something's taboo, it just, like, gets treated worse and worse and worse and spiraled out into things that are just anyways.
Yes.
Fuck, I lost my train of thought.
So throughout this entire episode, I have been doing copious amounts of card istry.
I haven't seen it.
And
no
sleight of hand magic tricks.
I just lost, that's not helping me get my train of thought back.
So if you're listening and you're not watching, go to YouTube and watch this episode to see some amazing card magic. And quick side note in parentheses, if you are, in fact, a magician and have incredible skills when it comes to card magic, obviously you're watching my hands and you're thinking that is not fantastic. And you're correct. It's amateur fantastic. Level at best. But for the layperson.
Oh, believe me, your hands are not amateur level.
Oh, Mm-mm. Hey,
it's fantastic.
I was doing stuff in the parentheses.
Oh, sorry.
End parentheses. I have a question for you.
I'll forget what the question was halfway through my answer, but go for it.
Why? I'm so excited for
why?
This.
Why?
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 When you were a kid, did you not like the 49ers?
Are you serious?
Tell the listeners. Let Barbara Maria know. Barbara Maria. Jesus. Why? You don't have to. I thought it was funny. You
laughed. I'll tell the story.
You laughed.
I did laugh. So.
So I don't think you're going to be able to get through this story.
I think disclaimer first, or like side note for those of you that don't know. I am a queer woman. Okay. So.
So funny.
I didn't remember this until recently. It's like a memory that came up because I remember liking.
The Cowboys.
No, I remember liking Joe Montana and Jerry Rice. I don't remember. I wasn't a 49ers fan. I liked Joe Montana a lot. Like, love Joe Montana and Jerry Rice. I like those two. Were my. Are you okay?
Yeah.
So I remember.
I heard Jerry Rice.
Jerry.
I know.
Rice.
I know, but I heard Jerry Rice, and then I saw Cherry Garcia, and then I thought of him and Jerry's, and then I was thinking about ice cream. So you liked Joe Montana and Jerry Rice.
Garcia ice cream, yes.
Yes.
But then I liked the Cowboys. And the memory that I got, because it was like, where does that come from? Nobody likes the Cowboys, like in my family. Because usually, like, that was one of the things you like, who your parents like or your family likes. Mm-hmm. Like, I just, that didn't happen. So I didn't know where my fandom of the Cowboys came from. Because it's just been there. But I didn't remember. And then I had a memory of being so excited when I got a 49ers jacket. And I don't know what kind of those called. They're the...
Those big puffy...
No, it wasn't one of the big puffy ones. It was like a slim one, like the Harley Quinn jacket we got from Maddie.
Oh, okay.
You don't know what those are called?
The Letterman's jacket?
No, they're shiny. They're... I don't know how to describe it. Whatever. Maybe you know, maybe you don't. It's on a jacket. It says, anyways, I remember being excited about getting that jacket and wearing cute. That jacket.
And you like Joe Montana and Jerry Rice.
No, but I remember liking like the team.
The 49ers.
And somebody said to my cousin, my older cousin said, you don't want to wear that jacket. People will think you're gay. And I was like, what? Why? What? How, why will they think that? It's like, because 49ers means gay, because it's San Francisco and they're known for their queer community. And I was like, oh my God, nobody, I know, nobody can think that. Now at the time, I didn't have my own information, but I was so like scared. So it was in there, but I knew.
You were like six, right?
I don't
six,
know seven? How old I was. Little? I was little. I was little. And I, you know, I knew at that time in my life that, in the 80s and that point that, you know, you didn't want to be gay. So again, my disclaimer before this comment, this is not hate. This is, anyway, people didn't just turn the radio station here. If they're this far, they know. I don't need to worry about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Obviously. So I knew that, you know, like that, I didn't want that association. And so that's where I think my Cowboys fan came from. Cause like, what's the opposite of that? So what's the opposite of gay? Like,
I'm a cowboy.
America's team.
Definitely no gay cowboys.
Right. Well, it was before.
Broke back.
I knew that. Anyway, so I just think that's when I'm like, oh, that's probably why. So it was funny at the time.
Right.
So obviously I'm like, yeah, I can go back to like in the 49ers.
I think that it's totally okay.
To be queer.
And like the 49ers.
I'm like, okay. I'm like, I hope you do. I like the 49ers. I don't really watch football.
That was also anymore. One that I had never heard before.
Yeah?
Yeah. That was not in my zeitgeist when I was growing up. That the 49ers equaled gay at all.
I had only ever heard it from that person.
Maybe she was totally fucking with you.
Well, that's messed up because it totally like.
Does she listen to the podcast?
Probably not.
Listen up. Cousin of Stephanie.
Yeah.
Have I ever told you about the foreign exchange student that came to live with us when I was in high school?
Nope.
I've never told you that story?
I feel like this is brand new information.
I have a couple of foreign exchange student stories from high school.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay, let's start with the one that lived with you that I've never heard anybody mention. Are they missing?
So, in my family, we talk about the basement brother. He's an imaginary brother that lived in the basement that my mom would sometimes joke about. It was really a foreign exchange. No, I'm teasing. And as I said this, the more memories came back to me.
Okay.
And he was not a foreign exchange.
Oh, that's funny. That just like, that memory just like enhanced in your mind right now.
Well,
no. Real life. R-I-L. Wait. IRL
in real life. Okay. LOL. It wasn't an exchange program through like this, you know, school or students or anything like that. It was through scouting. So for some reason,
that makes me uneasy.
Well, let me explain. I'm not done.
The Boy Scouts are taking kids from other countries is what I just heard.
This just
like,
in.
I feel like this needs to be like
#  stop taking our boys.
Like, seriously.
No. I don't know, because I was in high school.
Are you safe?
Like 13 or 14 years old, right? Okay. So I don't know exactly why.
Okay. But
through the scouting program, this guy came over here, and I think he was coming over to like...
Guy?
Yeah.
Like adult or kid? I think we're talking about a kid.
He had to have been 19, 20, something like that.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And he was coming over here, and I think families took turns like sponsoring him or whatever.
This sounds like shit.
So he stayed with us for like 2 weeks.
Okay. I think...
His name was Francois.
Oh.
And he was from France.
I think I do remember a little bit. Like, yes. That's tickling. Like, no, I have heard this.
Yeah. So he came and stayed with us for a few weeks. And why the fuck would I be remembering this right now?
What?
I don't remember the last time I had this memory.
Okay. I am all ears.
Like, I don't know why I'm remembering this now. Now this is making me think that I'm remembering this for a reason.
Do we need to turn this off?
No, we don't need to turn this off. I just need to send I don't know if I want to send myself a fucking email because then I look at it all the time.
I'm gonna put this on here to talk to you because I think I know what it is.
Yeah, hold on. Okay.
Okay, baby.
You can put it on your list because you'll bring this up again before I'll allow myself to go there. So that's a good thing. Anyways, I only remember he brought chocolates from France and they had liqueur in them. I had to have been like in middle school. I definitely wasn't in high school. Because I wasn't a scout at the time. Adam and Brian were. So I had to have been like 11 or 12. Fuck. Okay. Did you get it all written down there?
Got enough.
Okay, good.
Do you want to be done?
No. It's okay. It really is okay.
I know it's okay, but I also think this probably deserves a lot of time right now.
I don't think it does. Because I'm trying to pull memories.
Okay.
And I can't grab any.
Okay.
I have real faint ones. But I can't really grab any right now. So there's not going to be a lot for me to do in this space in this moment.
Okay.
Because essentially now it's just a big unanswered question that may or may not need to be answered. Because there's also the possibility that it's nothing. And
it's a possibility it's something.
I know. But we also have to allow for the fact that there's the possibility that it's nothing. So I'm so confused right now.
Yeah.
You know how sometimes you start to create a narrative about something and then you like justify all of those, you justify all the things to, or you start creating all the things to justify that narrative.
Yeah.
And so I'm a little concerned that that's what I'm doing.
Me too.
But then I'm also concerned that it's real, that there is something there. So I don't know.
Not immediately doubting yourself. Like, oh no, I'm just trying to, I don't know if it's nothing. Like immediately trying to make it small again as soon as something comes out of the box. Immediately trying to shove it back in.
Yeah. It just seems weird to me because I don't, as soon as that thought popped into my head, I had this memory. I'm like, oh yeah, I totally forgot about that guy. And I'm like, oh, why would I start talking about that? Okay. Thank you for listening to the Energy is Love podcast with your amazing hosts, Craig and Steph. If you've enjoyed this episode, please go to our Patreon and donate $150 to see Stephanie's unreleased reels, never before seen footage. It's such good stuff, babe. It's the greatest content that the world needs to see.
I'm glad I don't have to worry about this happening.
Yeah, it's a thing. Hit us up if you want to see it. In the meantime, go listen to all the other episodes of this podcast everywhere that you can find them. I love you.
I love you too.
Let's go back to James Vanderbeek.
As you need an intervention. As
the edible has been activated.
Right? And my God, that could be a movie.
Yes, it's a part of me, but it is obviously not all of me and all of who I am.